Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, my girlfriend went on this girls' weekend trip a couple weeks ago, and it was supposed to be, you know, just girls. Right.
Okay. And what is your girlfriend's name, real quick?
Oh, it's Courtney.
Okay. So Courtney went on a girls' weekend.
Yeah, yeah. She went up to Charlottesville, and they were supposed to do the whole winery tour thing. But I find out when she gets back that it wasn't really a girls' weekend. It was more like a college friends' reunion weekend. Yeah, which is totally fine with me. Except it just wasn't just girls; it was guys too. And her college boyfriend showed up, who just happens to be going through a divorce.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, let me ask you something, and this is kind of important at this point. Did she tell you ahead of time that there was going to be guys?
No. No, she explicitly said girls' weekend.
Okay. Now, how did you find out that there were guys there?
I started seeing all these pictures that she was getting tagged in on Facebook while she was gone. And I was like, you know, texted her, like, these other girls brought their boyfriends. And she was just like, no, these guys surprised us. They just showed up. And
okay. So when she got back, was she like, you know, hey, guess who I ran into? My boyfriend from college.
No, she never even mentioned it until I asked her about it specifically.
Okay. See, that's a bad sign.
Yeah. And so since she's been back, they've been like texting each other back and forth. And I'm all like, don't you think it's a little weird that he won't stop texting you? And she's just like, he's going through a really rough divorce. He's got nobody to talk to.
Okay. So I'm going to assume that now you're trying to be the good guy here and not the jealous boyfriend, but if the whole thing's a little suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to be super jealous, but like, for example, you know, we usually go to bed at the same time every night. We get in bed and just watch TV or whatever. Now, instead, I go to bed, and she's out in the living room, and I know she's on her phone.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of their text conversations?
No. She takes her phone everywhere with her. Like, if she has to go to the bathroom, she grabs her phone.
Okay. Is that new behavior, or was she always like that?
I mean, I guess she's always been like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the same way. I'm afraid if I don't take it, I'm going to miss something.
While you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you probably want to know is there anything going on with Courtney and this ex? What is his name, anyways?
It's Pete.
Pete, okay. So is something going on with Courtney and Pete? Maybe she's more than a shoulder to cry on for him. Is that pretty much, you know, what you want to know?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, like I said before, I'm not trying to be super jealous and trying not to overreact, but it's getting really hard, you know?
Okay. So, well, now let's get a little clarity here then, and this will help you out either way. I'm sure you have Courtney's phone number handy. What about this Pete guy?
Oh, I can text one of her friends and get it.
Okay. You really think one of her friends is just going to give it to you?
Oh, yeah. There's one I know that'll definitely do it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we will get some answers then when we come back. So what we were planning on doing is calling Pete. Pete is the ex. We got Pete's number. We think this is Pete's number.
Yes. Good luck.
Shaggy, because this number goes, he's pretty sure this is Pete's number. So that's why we're doing it this way. We're going to, and you, a lot of you who have heard us do this before on the show, we're going to record Pete's voice, and then we're going to use Pete's voice to try to trick Courtney. Hang on a sec. So we think this is going to be Pete.
Well, that's okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Can I speak to Peter, please?
Yeah, this is Pete.
Hey, Pete. This is UPS. I'm delivering a package to your residence, but it's one that has to be signed for when you receive it. Are you at home right now?
No, I'm actually headed to work right now. What package is it?
I have no idea. So I'm assuming there's no way that you can turn around right now?
No, I can't, actually.
Okay, that's no problem. Now, do you mind if I leave a note on your door?
I don't care.
Okay, so this note is going to have instructions on where to pick up your package since I can't, you know, have you sign for it.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. You have a nice day now.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Okay, thank you. Give me the, Shaggy, run that back real quick.
Yep.
Hang on a second. And then run it. Sorry about this, everybody. This is always the weirdest part. Okay, play me his first part when we talked about the package.
Headed to work right now? What package is it?
I can't use that. Okay.
I have no idea. I'm assuming there's no way that you can turn around right now. No, I can't. Actually.
Okay, mark that.
Okay.
Four.
I don't care.
Ooh. Mark that.
Yeah.
Mark that. Where to pick up your package since I can't, you know, have you sign for it.
Okay, sorry about that.
All right, mark that too. Maybe. Okay, we got Courtney's number?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's see if we can pull this off. And we will, we call, and we have Aaron, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to call Courtney now, and we're going to try to trick her into talking to Pete, but it's not really Pete, it's just his recorded voice. So it's really important you don't say anything, at least not right away, okay?
All right, got it.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Courtney?
This is. Who's this?
Courtney, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. So, have you been listening to the show this morning so far?
I haven't actually. I wasn't in the car for very long this morning.
Okay, well, that's all right. So we've been doing a challenge this morning. It's called Help Me Get Back My Ex. And guess who called us?
I have no idea.
Ashley?
We got a call from your ex, Pete.
Oh, wow. You did?
Oh, yes. And he told us all about your reunion weekend a few weeks ago and how you've been a really great friend to him since his divorce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in fact, let's bring Pete on real quick. Is this Pete?
Yeah, this is Pete.
Courtney, give us, first of all, a little background on you and Pete. How did you two meet?
We both went to UVA and we were both on the cheer team together.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were a cheerleader, and then Pete was a dude cheerleader?
Yes, I was a flyer, and he was my base, so we were partners.
Oh, okay. So you could say ever since you met, he's been supporting you then.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay, well, that great guy called in this morning because he wanted to tell you that he's still in love with you. Pete, you said you can't live without her, correct?
No, I can't, actually.
Now, Courtney, you can either choose to respond right now on the air to Pete, or We can tell everyone that you prefer to talk on a private line. So what we would do is we leave the audience in suspense. What would you prefer to do?
I'm going to definitely need a private line here.
Okay, so we will do the private line. That means, sorry, listening audience, but these two are going bye-bye. Okay, hang on 1 second, Courtney. And let me put Pete on here. Okay, Pete.
Hello.
Okay, you guys are on, and we will let you talk.
Okay, thanks. Hello.
So this is your idea of keeping a secret then?
Sorry about that.
Did you bother to think that maybe my current boyfriend might be listening?
I don't care.
Okay, but I do. And I told you before that I need time to figure everything out. I also told you that sex isn't love, okay? I know that what happened was great, and it felt like everything was back to the way it used to be, but things are different now, and you just can't hit a big reset button and hope that I'm going to come running back and fix everything. You still have a wife, technically. I'm still with a boyfriend who I am still living with.
So you two had sex then? Oh, snap! At least that's what it sounds like. Oh, snap. Is that what happened? You went on your little girls' weekend, you ran into your ex, and you had sex?
I'm sorry, who am I talking to?
Actually, this is that boyfriend you just mentioned that you were still living with. But I don't know if we should be living together if you're going to run off and sleep with your ex.
What are you doing on the phone?
Hey, Courtney, I'm going to be honest with you about this part. We set this up because it's Dirty Work Wednesday and Aaron asked us to. So it sounds like you and Pete were practicing some old moves there and not just on the sidelines.
Okay, so is this what you do then? You trick people by telling them they're on a private line, and then you record everything they say and play it for everybody to hear without their permission?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what dirty work is.
Well, then you can expect to hear from my lawyer. And let me just say, this is the most immature, stupid thing I've ever heard a radio station do to somebody.
I mean, not to sound like a broken record, but that's what dirty work is.
Okay, well, I'm done then.
Okay, well, she's done all right. Listen, Aaron, it looks like you were right to suspect something, though.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I thought was going to happen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.